Many people think extracting teeth can make your airway smaller, but is that actually true? Today, we're looking into a systematic review and meta-analysis that answers a big question in orthodontics. Does removing premolars affect your airway? The results might surprise you. It turns out it might not be as risky as people think. When I look at the discussion around extractions and airway, I see a topic that has generated more fear than facts. So, let's clarify what the evidence actually says. A new systematic review and meta-analysis from Zurich, Geneva, and Sydney examined nearly 900 patients who had orthodontic treatment with or without premolar extractions. The researchers used cone-beam CT scans to measure airway volume and the smallest cross-sectional areas in different parts of the pharynx. The results were remarkably consistent. Extraction treatment does not reduce airway volume. In fact, in the oropharyngeal region, extraction patients even showed a small increase in airway area, but this was statistically minor and clinically irrelevant. So what does this mean for us? It means that when we choose extractions for orthodontic reasons, crowding, incisor protrusion, facial balance, we're not compromising our patient's airway. So the old idea that retraction pushes the tongue back and causes sleep apnea simply isn't supported by data. Of course, the studies reviewed were all retrospective and had considerable bias. They weren't perfect, but the overall direction of the evidence is clear. There's no measurable harm to airway dimensions from extraction therapy. It's important to remember that breathing function depends on far more than static anatomy. Neuromuscular control, body weight, and posture all play roles. CBCT can't tell us how someone breathes at night. It can only describe shapes and spaces. For me, the clinical message is reassuring. Extractions, when properly indicated, are safe for the airway. We should base our treatment planning on occlusion, facial aesthetics, and stability, not on unfounded fears of airway restriction. So keep calm, diagnose carefully, and remember, good orthodontics is about balance, not ideology. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.